everybody. This is Logan. I'm here with my dad at the annual Mother Earth News Fair. Thanks for joining us this morning. Here he is, my dad, the dirt doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome. It's nice to have Logan in person. That doesn't happen all that often, and we've been having some fun. We were here all day yesterday and visited with a lot of people. This is the fourth of the Mother Earth News Fairs here in Belton, and it's been a success since day one, and we came to the first one, and we've been honored to be invited back. We have a booth. We have a little bit different setup this year. Normally, I just do talks, and we answer some questions and don't have a physical booth and place where people can come and learn more about all of the things that we do, but this year we do have one. Doug Sheldon, my business partner's here. Logan's here. Judy, my wife, was here for a little while yesterday, but she had to go back to Dallas. But Logan and I and Doug will be here all day today. So if you're in the Temple Belton area or anywhere nearby and can come by and see us, we would love to visit. We'll be doing the show here till 11 o'clock our time here in Belton, and then we'll be going over to the show. We're here now, but we'll be going over and visiting with folks. We've got information about the Organic Club of America. We've got a lot of information about TORC, the Texas Organic Research Center. We're, as we always do, we're trying to raise money for the nonprofit. It's a 501c3. Spending any money to donate to TORC or to buy my art, which, by the way, we have here. We've had a lot of fun talking to people about the art. It's all tax deductible and benefits the Texas Organic Research Center and the research and information being compiled there on the website and other ways. So come by and see us and chat about all those things. We have some seed. We have the seed from our gardens as well as some from Bob Webster's gardens, and that's part of the bonuses that come along with the Organic Club of America. So come on by and see us. Logan has come in from Prescott. Understand it's a little cool there, a little snowy there.
I think I just read maybe 5 to 9 inches of snow coming. I don't think I've seen 9.
It hadn't been that way. Yeah. They have a place down near downtown and then a place up in the mountains. I guess the Marfa Mansion up in the mountains is completely under the snow.
Polar bears have moved in.
Yeah. Looking forward to showing you more about what we're all about here. We're putting photographs. Logan's been helping me. We've been putting photographs of the art and the setup here at the show on Facebook. And she knows a lot more about Facebook than I do, so we're getting it put on both the public and the private area. I think we also have some information on Twitter for you, and we're going to put some on Instagram. So those of you that don't have a chance to come out to the show will have some on the social media for you to see. The art that it's interesting. We've had the most interest, I think, in general on art that I've done, which just kind of popped in my head one day. That's different than most of it, and it's ginkgo leaves. You know how important ginkgo is. It was part of my talk yesterday when I talked about fantastic trees of the world and the tree management. But I started doing some drawings, pencil drawings, color pencils, and ink pens of ginkgo leaves, and people have really taken an interest in that more than anything I've ever done. I don't know why it is. I guess it's just different. Logan, what do you?
They're beautiful, and I think it takes people a little bit to figure out what it is.
Yeah, they think it's a fan or something, and then mushroom. It dawns on them, it's a ginkgo.
Like, oh,
ginkgo. So you can see that. If you don't have a chance to come to the show, you can see that on Facebook and Twitter and other places on social media. We're putting that on there, and we'll continue as I do my wild organic art. I guess we ought to talk about that a little bit. You got a lot of questions about what the heck is organic art yesterday, didn't you?
A lot of people wondered if somehow you were making your paint or what does it mean to be recycled. We said we used a lot of recycled materials and we repurpose the boards that you used and the canvases and frames. And I was telling people, you know, a lot of this would have ended up in a dumpster, so you kind of brought it back to life.
Well, some of it we actually picked up off the curb. Yeah. Judy's picked up a few canvases and a few old paintings that we have painted over and changed around, and it's been a lot of fun. On the paint, it's not paint that we're making. I guess we could if I really wanted to get down in the details. We could make red paint from cochineal from prickly pear, and we could make the blue dyes from several different herbs and all that. But we're coming close to it, and I'm a little reluctant to even tell people about this because I don't want other people to go to the stores where I'm finding all this and getting it before I do. But the paint I use for the most part, and I'll have to admit, some of my art looks vaguely like Jackson Pollock's style. I don't like to say I'm trying to copy his style or anything, but there's a little bit of a resemblance there. And one of the things that he did, he was the first artist, at least the first really super famous artist, who kind of changed materials and started using industrial paint, house paint, and things like that, not, you know, expensive artists' oils. And that's what we're doing. We're buying paint. It's paint that where somebody mixed it incorrectly, whether it was the store or the homeowner, and they take it back and get some other stuff, and it ends up being put on the shelves for a much better price. So, you know, we're using recycled paint to a great degree. There's certain colors I have to buy just regular stuff, and we spend quite a bit of time in thrift stores and reselling places. The Habitat for Humanity is one place that where you can get some good building and paint stuff. So,
and didn't you put some diatomaceous earth and lava sand on one?
A lot of the paintings have a little grit to them. That's right, a little bit of three dimension. Diatomaceous earth and lava sand are the two that I'm using the most, but coffee is also in some of the paintings, and we're going to do more of that. I like the color. I thought that if I used coffee as part of the paint, of course, it'd be moist as it is connected to the other paints on the canvas in the beginning, and I thought it would probably create the growth of, you know, green and blue fungus growing on the canvas. So far it has dried out and just been a nice brown color. It's very pleasant, but it's not growing the scientific experiments that I thought it might grow. So anyway, we'll show you more about that. If you don't get a chance to come out to the show, we'll be putting it on the social media so you can see it. And if you've got any questions about that, again, it is for sale. We're trying to use it as a way to raise money for Texas Organic Research Center. We will be taking calls today. We'll be chatting about stuff with you know, between Logan and me, and also some of the guests might drop by from the show. We'll just kind of play that by ear. But if you have any questions at all, you can give us a call at the same number that we always use, even though we're on location here today. The telephone number is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. The website's dirtdoctor.com. Those of you, and we ran into a few people yesterday that had lost touch with me since I changed radio stations, and that was, what, 20 years ago when we did that? It's amazing how often I run into people say, oh, I used to love listening to you. And, of course, we just moved down the road in the Dallas area to the K-Sky studios. The Salem people have really enjoyed being associated with them, and we did that so we could become syndicated across the United States, and we're in markets from coast to coast out there. And the 660 station K-Sky in the Dallas-Fort Worth area is just as powerful as where we used to be. It's just that folks get used to listening to a station and it just kind of stays there, and sometimes it's hard to get people to talk people into changing over, but more and more people are gradually gravitating back to us, and we're delighted about that. Of course, we have the show that is all about organic gardening and landscaping and pest control and all that kind of thing. My two talks yesterday were on trees from the natural organic standpoint, how to plant and manage trees properly, and how to get trees that are not performing as well as they should be up to standards so they can reach their potential. The main part of it is the sick tree treatment, which we came up with a long time ago as a way to solve the problems on red tip Fitenia. I'll talk about that a little bit when I come back. The birds are flying in, I hear, and we'll talk about the sick tree treatment and trees a little bit. We'll talk about bed preparation. I've gotten a lot of questions about that. And other things, if you want to call me, 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. And we'll be back right after this. Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with a rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Did you know that two of the top five most prescribed drugs in this country are for digestive disorders? It's a fact. Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist. One of the questions I'm most frequently asked is how to relieve and eliminate digestive discomfort. Many people don't realize that indigestion, heartburn, bloating, or gas are often caused by a bacterial imbalance in the GI tract. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics exclusive formula delivers a live, viable blend of beneficial bacteria directly to the source of your discomfort, relieving uncomfortable symptoms. I recommend Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics for healthy digestion and overall good health because it's backed by 25 years of research. This exclusive formula improves digestive pH and helps you regain bacterial balance by correcting the root cause of digestive issues. I encourage you to discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? PureGrow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for PureGrow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at PureGrowUSA.com or call 469-423-0712.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com. Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, that was recorded, Logan. We've got live Logan here. What are you and Bo up to mainly in Prescott, Arizona these days?
Well, we've finished up remodeling our house, which is a pretty cool stone house. We put some manufactured homes up. Stone Oak Cottage. My dad has given my home a title. But we're zipping down to Mexico to go kite surfing, so that's this part of the year. But everything's been pretty good, and I'm glad that I'm not in the snow at the moment.
Well, she's also been doing some art. I got her to do, as a present, I told her I'd do a piece of art for her, and I got her to do the first two steps of some art, putting the aluminum paint on as a base and then the black, and the black that she put on it. The designs were great. One of them was so good, I refused to let her put any more on it, and it's a finished piece. But she's done some interesting things, and some of that art's going up in Prescott, and some in Mexico, and some in Dallas. Well, let me get back to the sick tree treatment for a minute. Telephone number, jump in here anytime. You can talk to Logan, me, whoever you want to talk to. There's 866-444-3478. The sick tree treatment, and it's always fascinating to me. I talk to a lot of different people. I'm talking, doing more lectures and more speeches to different groups this year than ever before, and we're kind of ramping that up. And it's pretty fascinating to me about how few people really understand the total thing that is called organic gardening. We call it organic gardening because we don't have a better title, but it's the best one there is. Some people use sustainable programs, and some people use natural. We use the term natural organic more than anything, because the certified programs tend to be a legal term that the states and the USDA, you know, the feds use, and you're restricted on what you can use and not use and all that kind of thing. We're not into the certified organic thing as much, and the reason is there are some products that we recommend, Texas Organic Research and DirtDoctor.com and Bob Webster and, you know, our other buddies and colleagues that are in this business. There are things that we recommend that are not acceptable by a certified organic program. There are more than a few, actually. The one that's kind of top of the list is hydrogen peroxide. Hydrogen peroxide is allowed in a certified organic program to be used as a cleaner to cleaning spray equipment and various things like that. But it's not acceptable, unless they've changed it recently, to be used the way we recommend it, as a disease control and using it for other things, algae control and water and all that kind of thing, even though there are products that are labeled specifically for that use that are hydrogen peroxide bases. And then the reverse of that is there, too. There are things that the certified program will allow that we don't accept. And one of them, I was talking to some people about it yesterday. One of the presenters here has a sponsor that is a pyrethrum-based insecticide company. And she already knew it before she started talking to me that I think pyrethrum, even though it's a natural product, it's an organic product, it's made from flowers, that is true, it's made from the painted daisy, but it's not acceptable to me or to Tork because it's too toxic. It's really hard on people with allergies, especially kids with asthma and things like that. And where it comes from, mostly third world countries, not just that, but sometimes that, and then other larger countries as well, it's raised on farms that are still using DDT. So in addition to getting pyrethrum that I'm not too fond of, you get a little DDT coming along for the ride. And so it is not acceptable to us and is acceptable in a certified organic program. Rotenone probably is in that same category, too. Rotenone may have been taken out of the certified program in some states, but it's certainly not acceptable to us in any way. None of the nicotine products are, and you see what I mean. The list kind of goes on and on and on. We can make it easy for you to find out what we approve of and disapprove. All you have to do is go to the TORC website, TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org. It's a mouthful. TORC, T-O-R-C, is the acronym. And we also have this list on DirtDoctor.com for you. It also shows up in the appendix of my Texas Organic, my Texas Gardening the Natural Way book and the new organic manual. I think it's in there. It may not be. But anyway, it's on in some of the books, and it's on DirtDoctor.com, a list of all the things that are acceptable to us and all the products that are not acceptable to us. And why that is that way, we're delighted to talk about it. Anytime you want to talk about it, if you don't understand it or if you have a disagreement with it or something like that. The research that appears on the TexasOrganicResearch.org website, that's primarily what it's all about. It covers research, data, white papers, columns about the things that we don't recommend and explains in detail, you know, why we don't recommend them. Top of that list is Roundup, because Roundup is one of the most dangerous things that's still out there, and it's also one of the products that's still used a tremendous amount, almost more than ever. I hear the birds flying in. We'll take a little break. I said I was going to get to the sick tree treatment. I will on that, and then we'll get to other things, and give us a call whenever you want to. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Take this message to heart. RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula provides groundbreaking support for heart health. RegActive supports glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's master antioxidant, which is used by every cell in the human body and is especially vital for heart health. Glutathione affects how the body processes LDL cholesterol in a healthy fashion and ultimately supports the health of the heart by helping to improve the lining of the veins and arteries throughout the body. RegActive's Cardio Wellness Formula contains other heart-healthy nutrients that contribute in different ways to help reduce the risks of cardiovascular disease, such as B vitamins, including B5, which helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels in the normal range, and ubiquinol, the active coenzyme Q10, which supports healthy energy production in heart muscle tissue. Be proactive with your heart health today. Get RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula online and at fine natural products retailers across the United States.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you. I'm here with Logan today, and we're at the event down in Belton, Texas. This is the fourth of the Mother Earth Fairs here in Belton. The first one they had, they called us to be involved because they wanted a Texas guy, and we got together and have stayed together here the whole time. We also travel around to do their fairs in other parts of the country. We've been in Oregon, North Carolina. We did one in Vermont. That was the only one that they're not doing anymore. I'll tell you all about that someday. I've already done that a little bit. But they have them in Kansas. They have them across the country, and they're really a lot of fun. Logan's helping me put more stuff about what we're doing here on the social media so you can see some pictures of what all's going on if you don't have the time or not able to come and visit with us today. We'll be here, though, all day. I think it goes until 5 o'clock today. Is that right? Yeah. Okay, telephone number is 866-444-3478. Let me get back to the sick tree treatment. It's something that Logan needs to use from time to time because even though they're very good about being organic at their places that they have and helping to spread the organic word around the world, they're not that good about watering on a real consistent basis. They need native plants worse than anybody I've ever worked with. But I guess the ones that are doing the best are in Prescott that we planted there are the little manzanilla, the little madrone.
They're beautiful.
They're doing
very,
very well.
Kind of a reddish bark, yeah. I appreciate a tree that can can last.
They have a beautiful site, and it has a lot of native trees in manzanilla or madrone. I wrote a newsletter about the three different sizes. There's these real small madrones that are called manzanilla that are specifically there in the Arizona area. And then the ones that we have in Texas in the hill country and down south are the madrones that are I'd call kind of medium size. And then out in California, they have the gigantic ones out there, and they're all basically the same kind of plant, all have the beautiful exfoliating bark. They're called Naked Lady is one of the common names, one of the beautiful features of the madrone trees. But they also have white flowers in the spring and beautiful fruit as well that's edible and great for wildlife, and it's a terrific plant. It's not used a whole lot because it's difficult to transplant. It's not one that's easy to grow in the nurseries, to propagate and grow, and it's not easy to transplant. And I think the reason is exactly what they have discovered in Prescott is that it doesn't like a lot of water. It really likes a dry situation.
Perfect for us.
Yeah. So anyway, those of you that haven't tried it yet, give it a whirl. There's bad information in the Dallas-Fort Worth area where we're from about the idea that it will freeze, that it can't handle the winters. It's not hardy enough. And that's not true at all. I've seen it growing in nurseries up in Oklahoma, you know, a lot colder than we are. And, of course, the little manzanilla in Prescott. How cold do y'all get there? Y'all get a lot colder than Dallas, though.
It's been in the teens the last few weeks, but I don't think it's ever under 10 degrees. I think 15 is probably the coldest.
Definitely colder than the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
A little bit, yeah.
All right, let me get back to sick tree treatment like I promised to do. The sick tree treatment is a procedure. It's not a product. There have been some people that put that name on products that we really weren't involved with, but it's not a product. It's a procedure. It's a process, and it is what I recommend for any plant, especially the woody plants, you know, trees and other woody plants. It'll work for any kind of a plant, but it's especially good for the woody plants and trees. It's good for those plants that have insects attacking or disease problems or some sort of parasite, mistletoe or sapsuckers attacking or some sort of, other malady. Because in every case, when those things are going on, the plant is in stress. There is a stress in the plant from something bigger, from some bigger issue. Too much water, like we were talking about the manzanilla, or too little water, or too much fertilizer, or too little fertilizer. Logan does a regular feature on the show that kind of goes through it real fast, but we'll talk about it here in a little more detail, because it came up, the idea of doing it came up for me when the red-tip fittanias across the south were starting to die all over the place. And as you know, a lot of the gardening commentators and writers tell you not to buy any, and it should never be used, and there's no solution for it, kind of like the bad information they give you about rose rosette and oak wilt. Well, we came up with a solution to it, and it's called the sick tree treatment. And I think the most important part of the sick tree treatment is to understand that it's not just to go to the nursery and get a product and go out and spray the plant and solve the problem. That's a thought process that doesn't work. It should not be part of the organic program because it doesn't work. You have to address the entire picture. You have to change the reason that the problem came there in the first place. And the most common problem, the most common problem is the plant being too deep in the ground, but there's actually one that sometimes will come before that, and that is that the plant that you have bought is not perfectly well adapted to where you're planting it. Red-tip Fittania is in this category. I don't recommend them anymore because they have this flaw, but that doesn't mean you can't grow them successfully and you can't bring one that's in trouble out of its doldrums. And you do it with sick tree treatment. What's sick tree treatment? Well, it is first and foremost, and this goes for photinia or holly bushes or photinia bushes or any kind of woody plant. The step one and the most important step is to remove the soil from the flare of the plant. Get the flare dramatically exposed. And people, you know, especially when I meet in person and they have happened to have brought a photograph to show me their plants, I have rarely, if ever, seen somebody who thought they exposed the flare enough actually expose it enough. So you can really do it dramatically. We've learned that through experiments and work that I've done on my own trees, especially the ginkgo tree and the big crooked Nelly climbing tree in the backyard. But we found that you really can't overdo it. Somebody was showing us pictures yesterday and talking about the chickens had gotten down into the exposed part of the flare, and it dug on down. They liked that kind of concave situation. They asked me if that hurt anything. I said, no, not at all. In fact, you can put some shredded native tree trimmings in as a mulch, just a light amount. Don't fill the depression up and cover the flare again with something in mulch or soil. But to put a little bit on the bottom and maybe spray something that has a little bit of a smell to repel the chickens or animals is fine to do, but it's really not going to do any harm. So first step, doing that exposure. Second step is to aerate the root zone. And you can do the whole bed or the whole root zone a couple of ways. You can do it with aerators, sticking holes in the ground, pulling plugs. You know, with mechanical means, you can do it by hand with hand aeration equipment, or you can do it with liquid equipment, and that would be using the hydrogen peroxide. Mix the hydrogen peroxide with water at 50-50 and spray the area. That starts the flocculation, starts the softening of the soil, and is a real good first step. The rest of the sick tree treatment is to apply the amendments that we use for doing bed preparation, which was going to be my next subject. And I'll talk about them in more detail after we talk to the caller that's coming in and have the next break. But basically, the amendments that we use for bed preparation that are part of the sick tree treatment are compost, rock minerals like lava sand and azomite, and sugars like molasses and cornmeal. And then also the very final step of the sick tree treatment that's important is to spray the ground and the trunk of the plants and the limbs and the foliage and drench some in the soil as well, garret juice. Garret juice Pro contains the mycorrhizal fungus. Garret juice Plus contains a little bit more protein, a little bit more nitrogen, a little more kick, in other words, and just regular garret juice is compost tea, vinegar, apple cider vinegar, and seaweed and molasses. You can buy them commercially if you don't want to make your own, but the formulas are always available to you, and they are pretty easily available around the country now, more and more. A lot of the hardware stores and feed stores are carrying that formula because it works so well. It helps to bring not only plants back from being sick, like we were talking about with the red-tip photinia, but also to help plants go into set bud and go into flower easier and to just be more robust and more hardy. So it's a good thing and to do in general, and it's part of the sick tree treatment. The bed preparation, we'll get started on it. I'm not sure exactly how much time we got before this next break, but the bed preparation, I've got a minute. We had a column that ran at Dallas Morning News I wrote just a couple of weeks ago, and it just ran. And I got two or three curious questions about it that made me wonder if maybe I left something out or maybe something was edited out, because both of the questions related to how much of the material that I'm recommending using for bed preparation you use, you know, per square foot or per 100 or per 1,000 square feet. So we'll talk about that in a little bit more detail when I come back. But in general, when we talk about X number of pounds of material to use in bed preparation, no matter whether you're growing landscaping or vegetable gardening, we're talking about 2 pounds or 20 pounds, for example. 2 pounds is per 100 square feet, 10 feet by 10 feet. And 20 pounds is a common amount we recommend for fertilizers and amendments per 1,000 square feet, 10 by 100. We'll talk about it in a little more detail. I understand I'm not any good at math, so I'm not saying I know more than anybody else about figuring this out, but I'll try to make it simple for you when we come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this. When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with a rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Glutathione is the body's master antioxidant. It's used by every cell in the human body, and it's especially vital for reducing the risk of heart disease. RegActive's cardio wellness formula contains other ingredients that help maintain healthy cholesterol levels, support healthy heart muscle tissue, and help improve the lining of your veins and arteries all throughout your body. Be proactive with your heart health today. Get RegActive cardio wellness formula at fine natural product retailers across the United States.
Azomite is a naturally occurring organic soil amendment for improving root systems, plant vigor, and crop quality. Azomite is easy to blend with other fertilizers to create a complete soil feeding program. Add Azomite on your garden, lawn, ornamentals, and trees from planting to maturity. It comes in a variety of grades. Azomite can also be added to animal feed for chickens, livestock, or horses. Order Azomite by calling Mike at 301-219-7540 or going to azomite.com/results. That's 301-219-7540 or azomite.com/results.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health.
Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And telephone number is 866-444-3478. We're going to go now to Milford, Delaware, and talk with Wade. Hello, Wade. What's up?
Hey, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning to you. What can I do for you?
Yeah, a few months ago you were talking about a new tomato that is new to this country, I believe, a Russian tomato. Do you recall?
Well, somebody called in about a couple of different ones. One was a famous country and Western star's name, and then the Russian one, like you're suggesting here, I think has been brought up too. Russian tomato is an heirloom that's a really good one if you want to give it a try. It's one that looks like me. It'd be a good one to – I've grown it. I was telling Logan I've grown it before, but it's been a while.
How would I get some seed for that? Do you recall?
Well, the Russian heirloom tomato is pretty easily available. There's a company called Tomato. It's just very generic. It's called Tomato Catalog or Tomato Grower or something like that. If you just go online, they would have it. The Baker Seed Company. I'm almost positive they have very high quality seed. I'm pretty sure they would have it. The Harris Seed Company probably would. But going online, if your local nurseries, garden centers, feed stores don't have it in stock, I'm sure you could order it online easily.
Okay, good. Thank you.
It's okay. A big tomato and doesn't have a whole lot of problems, the Russian. And I'd recommend you give it a shot.
Yeah, I wanted to try it.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too. Let me know how it works for you, okay?
I will. Have a great day, and thanks for returning my call.
Thank you. Thanks, Wade. Bye. Let's see what Barbara is. Well, let me see if I can do that. There we go. Got a different kind of computer that I'm used to, and my nimble fingers aren't so great. We've got Barbara in Coppell. Hello, Barbara.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Doing well. What can we do for you?
Got a cold? Well, my son has a planter that he was using outside. It's a wooden planter, and it has legs, so you can plant some veggies and things in there. And he's going to give that to me, and he was using it for a couple of years, and it has dirt in it. And he says, Mom, this has ants in it. So I'm going to have to find out how I can get those, get that cleaned out before I put the dirt and veggies in there. Any suggestions?
Yeah, there's a couple things you can do. That was the most common question I got yesterday. It's interesting. It's what to do about ants, especially fire ants. The first thing that you can do that'll probably take care of it is just to put a bunch of dry molasses in the bed and work it into the soil. If you put it in there pretty heavy, just kind of cover the entire area. How big is the planter? Something like 4x8 or something like that?
Yes, right.
Yeah, just cover, get some dry molasses. All the stores in the Dallas-Fort Worth area will have dry molasses in stock. And just cover the soil and then work it in, water it in. Chances are probably about 95% that that'll run them all off, and that's all you need to do. If you need to do more, you can make what's called the mound drench. And mound drench, the easiest way to do it, there are a couple of companies that make something similar to this, so you wouldn't have to make your own. But to make your own, you take the Garrett Juice formula, compost tea, vinegar, molasses, and seaweed, and add 2 ounces of orange oil to a gallon of the mix. And you spray it or pour it on the ants, and it's not a repellent. It kills them. The dry molasses will run them off. It repels, but the mound drench, Garrett juice with orange oil added to it, kills them. The new commercial product called Pure Grow, P-U-R-E-G-R-O, Pure Grow, it will kill them very effectively. Also, I'm greatly impressed with the efficacy of that new product line, Pure Grow. It's a killing organic product. It doesn't just repel, it kills. And it is made of essential oils, specifically cinnamon and clove. And it smells great, and it kills the ants very well.
Well, I'm planning on, the planter is at my son's house, and I was planning on taking all that dirt out before I haul that over to my home.
Well, that's fine. So, you can do that, and you can treat the soil with the mound drench when it's in the containers, you know, when you're doing the transport, and probably kill them on the way over there. And then you can do the dry molasses once you put it back in place, and that'll be fine. No problem in doing it the way you have to do it there. Let me give you one other little bit of warning about that kind of a raised bed. When you have a raised bed that's on legs, that's like that, that means you have air circulating under it as well as over it, and it's harder to keep it moist. So be very, very careful about your watering. Get a nice stick like a long dowel or something, and probe in there on a regular basis and check the moisture and make sure you keep the moisture level not sopping wet but nice and moist, and you can have some real good production with herbs and vegetables in your raised bed. Okay?
Thank you, Barbara. I'm gonna have to run.
Thank you for calling.
Right.
Call us back if you have anything else. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, visiting with my daughter and announcer Logan Garrett. Today we're at the Bell County Expo Center. It's the Mother Earth News Fair. If you're in the area, come by and say hello. We'll be here for the rest of the day until 5 o'clock. Website's dirtdoctor.com. Number's 866-444-3478.